Welcome to the Observer Food Monthly podcast, a series of five Italian recipes from Giorgio Locatelli, sponsored by Seeds of Change.
Your mum said, don't play with your food. We say, why not? Food isn't something that just gets shoveled in your mouth. It isn't proteins, carbohydrates and fats. Food is pleasure, art, adventure. We are Seeds of Change. We make organic pastas, soups and sauces. And we say, play with your food. Play all you like. And here's something to help inspire you.
We're back with Giorgio Locatelli in his kitchen at home for the second exclusive OFM recipe podcast. Giorgio is going to make an amazing salad, so if you could tell
us. It's going to be a very seasonal artichoke salad with grana padano or parmigiano reggiano, whatever cheese you want to have, lemon and a little bit of leaves. Those artichokes are carciofo romano, so it's the one with the stone. So you have to be really be careful when you bite and when you treat it as well, because it can hurt you too, you know, when you pick it up. Okay, the main thing about to look the artichoke are kind of not being badly treated, the leaf must be really nice, and as soon as you take away the first layer of them, you should find a very beautiful and color almost purple leaf. So when you are in the market, when you pick them up, just make sure that the leaves then they are sell with it, they're nice and fresh. Mm-hmm. That ensure you that the artichoke has been picked, you know, no more than 1 week ago, because it's really green and it's not dry and everything. So the fact that they come with those leaves is, yes, to protect them from the sun when they are put in the box, but also for you to understand how many days ago they've been picked. Okay, so it's always try to find some nice, the one with lovely fresh leaf with it. So by pulling back the leaves, you know, I'm coming to a point and I'll find them all beautiful and soft and tender. How do I can check out there is when I get to at least taking off three or four layers, I taste a little bit of one of that, and if it's chewable, then it's good enough. Okay? If it's very hard, then at that point it means you have to take away more. So what we're looking is to have the very nice and tender inside. Okay? We proceed to do that. I think one and a half artichoke for one portion is enough. So let's say then, you know, for six people, I will use 9 artichokes altogether. Okay? If you maybe confound the Roman artichoke, then at this point we can use some other artichoke locally grown. I mean, in America they grow fantastic artichoke, in England as well. Okay. So we have cleaned all our artichoke, and I like to always keep a little bit of the stalk. I think it makes the artichoke always very elegant, and actually inside of the stalk is eatable. It's not too stringy, okay? So I'll clean them like that. One very important thing, I get some very cold water, and I'm going to cut the lemon. I'm going to squeeze a bit of lemon, and we're going to put them in water and lemon so they won't go all black or oxidize. They won't oxidize.
So that's okay. Just the juice of half a lemon in the water?
Just the juice of half a lemon in the water for artichoke. I'm going to start to peel it from the outside in.
Just the stalk?
Just the stalk. Starting from the base of the artichoke, where a lot of the start of the leaf that I just took away. And I get to a point, and when I scrape it, I can see a white. I'm happy with that. With a serrated knife, I cut off all what is left over of the thorn and leaves. Eh? And from the artichoke, I go all the way down.
You're just cutting it in half.
Okay, in half. Try to keep it really nice and clean. In the meantime, I take all the beard from the inside with the tip of the knife. These are very young artichokes, so you know they don't have a very in this season the artichoke are newly, so the beard inside is not too aggressive or too strong, but it's better to get rid, otherwise it will be feeling a little bit weird in the mouth. Going with the knife, I will take away a little bit of the beard and then I scrape it. You know, you can also turn it like that for a little bit around on the edge.
So it's peeling like a
From the inside out, and then again, you just score it all the way down. It is quite important to have a sharp knife when you do this, because it's quite hard, and
And so the little bits of leaf at the bottom that you're removing, are they really tough and not very nice to eat?
Yeah, the one that we have removed are very tough, and that's where the problem stands. And also, when we come to this point and we cut the artichoke from the stems all the way down, okay, always make sure that the leaf inside, they're not sharp, because they could be really bit sharp. We've got to get rid of that. Remember, we're making a salad, so we're not going to cook it.
Is this a very traditional recipe, or is this quite a modern?
I don't know. It's, you know, a lot of people does artichoke salad. Many times they cook the artichoke, or the artichoke are eaten, or the Romans eat artichoke. The famous, you know, Jewish dish, which is Carciofola Giudea, which is sell all over Italy. You know, they are present all over Italy. The production is stretched from, you know, from middle Italy all the way to the south. And so they are present in many recipes. So I don't know, I'm sure that there is somebody else who does an artichoke salad with parmesan. The way I do it, we put it together ourselves. And I think that's what's quite interesting about. We try to use the different texture of how we're treating the actually artichoke and the cheese in order to really give you the best sort of sensation in your mouth.
So you serve this at the restaurant?
Yeah, I serve this in the restaurant. I rarely put it on the menu unless it's really completely seasoned, because the artichoke must be suitable for that. So they must be beautiful and fresh and small and new season one. So sometimes it goes in the restaurant on a daily basis, just because that morning a beautiful artichoke box come in. So it's the only way we're going to use it is there, or fry them or something like that. In this case, the people literally go to the market or go and meet the guys that they know. They buy one box of artichoke, and that day the meal will be about artichoke. When you finish your artichoke, which, you know, let's say that if you have other things to do, this can be done a couple of hours before the meal. Maybe take the precaution to put a bit of ice in it, you know, in the water, so that will keep them really nice and crispy, because we're going to slice them very thinly, okay?
If food inspires you, enter the Seeds of Change photography competition in association with the Observer Food Monthly magazine, and you could win £10,000. Go to observer.co.uk/seeds of change to find out more.
All right. So, on the other end, we have prepared a little bit of vinaigrette, which is the most easy thing to do in the world. It's like a little gloves of garlic, a little bit of sea salt, you know, a bottle, okay? And then you have some, in this case, we have some normal vinegar you can use, balsamic vinegar, or you can use, like, cheaper vinegar than that. The good thing about this vinegar is that it's very low content of alcohol. So it's, the alcohol proof is very low. It's not 6, which is usually what it is on normal vinegar, but it's about, like, 3. The reason is because it's been filtered in some wood chips, and so it leaves it there, and it has a fantastic flavor. But any strawberry vinegar, raspberry vinegar, whatever you fancy, really is good with that. Try to think that you're going to use lemon, so if you have something on the sweeter side. So red wine vinegar, and maybe water it down a little bit, that's the best thing. The whole idea is to put a little bit of the salt, a couple of spoons of that, the gloves of garlic, and then, you know, put one finger in the bottle off. So in high, in the bottle, in vinegar, one finger in water, and 2 fingers of olive oil. Then when the whole thing is in, you just give it a shake like that, you know, you let the salt melt in it, and, you know, and then you can always taste it. And the whole idea is then when you put it in your mouth, if you breathe in, it kind of hurts a bit. So not to make you sort of, you can feel it, but it doesn't make you cough. If it makes you cough, it's too strong. So add a bit of olive oil and a bit of water. Red wine vinegar would be the best thing. And also malt vinegar can be very good with that. Okay?
Right. Would you dilute the malt vinegar as well?
Yeah, I will. Just always do, because then it's all personal, you know? Like, my mother eats salad and would make cough everybody. Do you know what I mean? It's like, she just puts so much vinegar in it. It's unbelievable. And that's the way she likes it, and, you know, that's all. So, I got the artichoke in there in the water. We have prepared the vinegar in our bottle, which is over here. Got, you know, the parmesan, which is, you know, like a normal piece of... This is Parmigiano Reggiano. At the moment in England, you also can find Grana Padano, which is slightly bit sweeter than Parmigiano Reggiano. So, you know, for this recipe, it could be very suitable as well.
You want it to come from a block, yeah? You wouldn't want it like stuff in a packet.
You know, if you ever use any cheese from a packet, just turn off the iPod now, because I don't want to talk to you. You are, that's it. I don't do cheese in a packet grated. If somebody does cheese in a packet grated, it's finito. Finish. Turn off now. Communication. No, it's very, very important. Don't, please, don't let you make you believe that you don't have the time to grate your own parmesan. Your parmesan get grated right on top of the dish, like that, and you have the time to do it. So whoever tells you that you should buy in packet is only conning you. Okay? You don't waste time. If grating parmesan is wasting time, then dying as well is wasting time. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things, you know. When you look at your plate of pasta, you can't eat it straight away because it's too hot. What you do? You grate a bit of parmesan on top of this. That's how you do it. That's how you take life. You know, it's just very important. Right, now, always a block of parmesan, as we say, either Parmigiano Reggiano or either Grana Padano, which now that you found in beautiful little packet, they are cut at the source and they are good quality. They are DOP, so they are certified. You know, everything that comes with a DOP mark is a certified produce. And then the only thing that we're going to need is just a little bit of like a mixed leaf to your choice, you know, or rocket is very good. In this case, you know, because this comes from the restaurant, it's got a little bit of Mitsuma and a little bit of mustard, red mustard leaf, you know, which I really, really like. Okay? And it's the same thing with salad. I really believe in, you know, salad in packets, you know, forget about it. It's like cheese in packets. It's the same thing. Okay. You can see what happened with the artichoke is that, you know, by being really, really cold, they kind of like curl up a little bit. And that's what you want. You want that to be crispy, you know? Okay, one of the things that I really, really love about, one of the things that I couldn't live without is a mandoline. I really like mandoline. And I like them really, really sharp. And I always worked so hard to find them for cutting truffle, you know. I always, whenever I go in Italy, in every shop, I always go for a mandoline, you know. Or whenever I go in Germany, or everywhere you go, in Japan, all I look for is mandoline all the time. This is a German one, which I really, really love. It's perfect for home use. So what I'm going to do is then, you know, I'm going to try to cut the artichoke from the base coming towards me very, very thinly.
So it's almost like shaving.
Like shaving, exactly.
How yeah. Can you do that without cutting your fingers off?
Because I cut my fingers so many times. And so now I learn not to cut my fingers. So and there's no secret about it. It's just... No, the secret is always to work not with the tips of your fingers, but always with the highest point of the piece of whatever potato or whatever you have.
What would you use if you didn't have a mandolin?
No, that's it. You know, because if you try to cut these with your knife, yeah, there's a couple of guys in Japan that can do this. I probably can do it. Yeah, I'll show you how to do it. But you know, I don't think that anybody. No, go and buy a mandolin, for God's sake. You want a bloody cook? Buy a mandolin, you know. The mandolin, even if you are an accountant, you can do it. Nothing wrong with being an accountant, of course. Okay, as I'm doing that, I got the other half of the lemon, then I squeeze into there. And every time I squeeze a little bit on top, because it's, you know, it doesn't really change much on the flavor, but it will change a lot on the color of it. So, and a touch of lemon straight away. Okay?
And the lemon stops it going black?
Yeah, stops it going black very fast.
And as you're doing that, you're discarding even more of the outer leaves?
Yeah, the outer leaves, what doesn't go through the mandolin and it's not, like, hasn't got a crunch, then it's not for us. Okay, I'm going to put a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper. We put a little bit of lemon already, didn't we, as we were doing it. And a little bit of vinegar. Okay?
That's the dressing.
Then we're done. And then with a normal grater, we grate a bit of parmesan in there. Just grate in little, you know, whatever grater you got. Give him a little taste. I'm happy with that. On a big bowl, I have some salad, which I duly dress as well, with a little bit of vinegar, very, very tiny, and a bit of salt. Nothing worse than a leaf of salad that hasn't even seen vinegar or salt. Right. And then, a couple of leaves placed around.
So you're just piling up the...
Just pile up all your beautiful artichoke with the potato peeler and my piece of parmesan. I'm gonna slice down some nice little pieces of little slivers of parmesan, and I will just place them around it. So when I would bite into the crunchiness of the artichoke, I will always find a little bit of the parmesan coming with that. The whole thing gets drizzled with a tiny little bit of planeta olive oil.
So is that extra virgin or...?
Yeah, this is extra virgin olive oil, and it's made of a mixture of nocellara and biancolilla, which are two of the typical olives that have this absolutely amazing flavor of artichoke. So if you taste the oil, you can have an aftertaste of artichoke. And this is the finished dish.
Beautiful.
But I think it's just so simple and straightforward, and just like, you know, that's... And you have to taste it because, you know, I'm sorry, then the flavour doesn't go through the microphone. One day we'll manage that to stick them in.
That is absolutely delicious. The cheese and the artichoke are... and the lemon's really perfect as well. But... really good.
Your mum said eat your greens. We say, what about your reds, your purples, your bright yellows, your ultramarines, your vermilions, your burnt umbers?